Welcome back. Dean Capuano, Swarovski. Good grief.
That's a tough one, you know, especially this late in the day when we've been talking all day.
The problem is a little bit of maker's mark there. Back with Dean Capuano, Swarovski, Optics. Kind of a hard name to say later in the day, but like I was saying at the beginning, Dean, we've always talked about binos and spotting scopes, but rifle scopes, we've never talked that much about them.
Yeah, no, before we jump into rifle scopes, one thing I want to mention, a good way to explain to people how to pronounce the product is just think, if you've skied for years, you're getting older, your knees are going, and you want to swear off skiing, that's how it is.
Swear off. Thank you. Again, Dean Capuano here on KKFT in the Nevada Wild segment on Optics.
Yep.
People getting ready to go out on their fall hunt or perhaps the dream of a lifetime hunt. Want to make sure that you're able to spot the game. One thing you'll notice, anybody that's been hunting for very long, if you go to South Africa or any other country or here in the West especially, if you've hired a guide, 99.1, you say 99.9% of the time, that guide is going to have a pair of Swarovskis.
Yep. And for us, I mean, obviously, you come to shows like this and you buy product, and, you know, some of it's a luxury item in some ways because of the expense of it. But, you know, our product, we really look at it, especially with the guides and the outfitters. It's a tool. It's something that we know, whether it's a spotting scope, a pair of binoculars, or a rifle scope, these guys are spending 8, 10, 12 hours a day in the binocular, in the glass, so they know it's a work tool, and that's why we build product as innovative as we can, and we build product that's meant to last. So it's very important, and especially with the guides. Those are the people out there that they truly are the testers of our product.
It makes their job easier.
Yep.
So, rifle scopes, you got a brand new one just being released January 2019.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, obviously, You know, we've had a lot of different rifle scopes over the years, but this one this year in particular, we're pretty excited about. It's our DS rifle scope, and what it is, it's a digital rifle scope. So what it allows you to do is, you know, mount this beauty on the gun. And, you know, that first and foremost, that's the first place that we started was there have been digital rifle scopes out there in the past, but they've been so big and so heavy and so bulky. So we really designed this as best we could to fit on a rifle and not be too cumbersome. But what it allows you to do is you pair it with your phone and you pair it with your rifle, and it allows you to put in the caliber, you know, the altitude you're shooting, all the barometric pressure, and it takes everything into account. And when you get out there in the field, all it really is the simple press of a button. The reticle will not only give you the distance to the target, but it also moves the reticle to the position you need to make the shot. Whether it's...
Wait a minute, let me picture this. Paint the picture for me of looking through your rifle scope at your target.
Yep, so what it does is you're out there in the field and you've got a, you know, let's call it a mountain goat at 500 yards. You'll put that rifle scope up and, you know, press the button, and it will give you the actual shooting distance to the target. But then what it will also do is there will be a red dot in the center of the reticle that if you need to adjust that up or down or slightly left or right depending on the wind, it will give you your point of impact dot that you just need to hold on.
How complicated is it to learn that process?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, combining the digital aspect with the rifle, with the ammunition, takes a little time before you go on the hunt to set it up in the app and, you know, go to the range. That's one thing with us. You know, we've designed all this product for long-distance shooting. We're very vocal about just because you throw something like this on your rifle and don't shoot it enough doesn't make you qualified to go shoot an animal at 800 yards. So that's our biggest thing, is go out and shoot it. So it takes some time. But when you're in the field, once you're all set up, it literally is seconds to put it on the animal, press the button, get the reading, and know exactly what your holdover is to shoot.
Flexible with different calibers and loads?
Yep, pretty much. If you go on our ballistic app or the app for this DS, we try to keep up as much as possible with all the current ammunition out there. And then also you can program in, if you do a hand load or something pretty specific, you can program in all the factors. So really, whatever bullet you're using, you'll be able to get it into the system.
And, of course, with that Swarovski glass in the scope as well.
Still a quality Swarovski glass, so the low-light conditions, you know, bad weather. And that's one of the things I always stress. We talk so much about low light, and everybody thinks, oh, it's, you know, it's the last 10 minutes and the first 10 minutes, which, yes, it is. But you go out to Colorado, you go in some of these places where you're down in a canyon, and it could be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know, you got that stone sheep on the ledge, or you know, tucked behind some bush, and you really want to be able to pick out every piece of that animal, and that's why quality of glass is so important to us.
Over the last, I don't know, decade or so, you've been putting range finders into binos.
Yep.
Great technology. Again, you can eliminate one more piece of equipment to not lose or carry. In my particular case, it would be lose out in the field. What else has Swarovski developed over the last 5 years or so that we're not aware of, maybe?
You know, I think a lot of the new product, I mean, certainly it was the BTX eyepiece for the spotting scope that we discussed. But, you know, the ever-growing popularity of long-distance shooting and long-distance hunting, that's been a high priority for us the last 5 or 6 years, to develop new turrets and new ways to get the ballistic information into the scope or onto the turret to help people to shoot longer distances. And that and the fact of we've really listened to our consumers. I mean, a really good example is our EL binocular, which is the staple binocular in the industry, originally launched in 1999. I mean, that's almost 20 years ago, and that binocular still is a great seller for us. And I think one of the big reasons why is over the years, we've had a couple of different versions. We've really listened to our consumers. We've had guides and outfitters in the field using it for 5 or 10 years, and we tweaked some of the things, whether it was the way that the bino strap was attached to the binocular. You know, over the last few years, you get a lot of a growing popularity with the bino bags that everybody uses on the chest. So how it connects to those things. And, you know, our lens caps, our lens covers out in the field, we redesigned those a couple of times and really nailed that. So it's a lot of little things. With that, EL is a really good example. Yes, we do come out with new and innovative products, but here we've got a product that's almost 20 years old, and we've changed it a couple times, and it's still one of the best sellers on the market.
Well, what about weight? Weight is always an issue when you're up and down the mountains.
Yep, and that's one of the things from an optical engineering standpoint over the years that's changed quite a bit. I mean, early on, and when I was with the company, when we had our SLC binoculars that were one of our most popular binoculars, a lot of it was a polycarbonate body, which that was popular in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, into the 2000s. When the EL came out, we started to use magnesium. You know, and magnesium is one of those things. It's a lot more expensive to work with. It's a lot more dangerous to work with from a manufacturing standpoint. But it's just things like that that we've developed over the years, that we've tweaked it, tried to get things lighter. You know, even in some cases where we've revamped some of the product we've had, we've able to make it shorter. So if the physical size of it, we can do things optically that with lenses and coatings and all this new technology that we couldn't do 20 years. So we're always looking to not only develop new product, but also see if there are better, more efficient ways we can redesign the stuff we have.
From the Reno Sparks Convention Center, the 47th Annual Safari Club International Ultimate Hunters Convention, we're live at the Shields Broadcast booth and studios here on 99.1 FM Talk, and a segment for Nevada Wild on optics as you get ready for your fall hunt, or perhaps it's a spring or a summer hunt if you're going south of the equator. Dean Capuano is here with us from Swarovski Optics. Dean, one thing that I wanted to touch on, I know you're an avid bear hunter,
yep.
And 5 or 6 years ago, I have to tell you that I kind of swore off television in the last year and a half or so. I saw a few episodes, but you're still doing the hunting show. What's the name of it, and where can people see it?
Yeah, so we've got our hunting show called Swarovski Optic Quests, and we're going into our 10th season with it. And you know, it was one of those things that 10 years ago, we were sponsoring a lot of other television shows, and I just felt like nobody can tell our brand story better than we can. And, you know, we really approached the TV show as, you know, we want to entertain people first. I mean, yes, we have some partners like Hornady Ammunition and HS Precision Rifles that are very important to us. So we just want to go out and tell a good story and show some people maybe some places they'd like to go that's on their bucket list. And, you know, there's no egos with us. We just put the product in the right position to really show people how it can perform. And it's just been a pretty crazy ride, and it's been fun.
You know, we just missed you. I think you were coming into hunting camp near Phillipsburg, Montana, a couple of years ago. My son Henry and I were up there hunting with our friend Bruce at Crosshart Outfitters.
Oh, okay.
I think you came in. I hope you had better luck than we did. You always have a good time anyway.
Yeah.
But we left and went down to the Big Hole. But Phillipsburg's a beautiful area. great history in that part of Montana. And the show, again, tell me again which channel it's on.
Swarovski Optic Quest, and it airs on the Outdoor Channel. We air from July 1st to December 31st, so third and fourth quarter.
You're a corporate sponsor of Safari Club International. Why?
Yep. I mean, SCI has always been important for us since day one. I mean, we've been here at the convention for 30 years, I guess. Well, how many years is the convention this year?
47.
So it's probably more than that. You know, even before my time, I don't think we missed many safari clubs. So we've been here a long time. We've been a corporate sponsor of SCI for about 20 years now. And for us, it's a very important, sponsorship. It's a very important partnership with SCI. You know, these type of consumers are our type of consumers. We love the message. They're people that are traveling. They're serious about hunting. You know, and SCI has done a great job over the years to promote hunting in all places all over the world. So it's really just been a great partnership, and we enjoy coming. For me personally, it's great to come to this show because it's serious hunters. Yeah. You know, so you stand in the booth, and you're not convincing someone why they need this and why they need that. They know they need the good stuff, so it's just a great couple of days.
Well, you said promote, also protect hunting.
Yes.
You know, when I was doing the radio show for Safari Club back then 10 years ago, it was about wolves, the delisting of wolves, and the factual information that Safari Club International, and, you know, I don't think they get enough credit for what they do in protecting the right to hunt, because throughout the United States, the majority of states, probably close to 40 states, it's a constitutional right to hunt, obviously, if you're legally qualified to do so.
Yep.
And that is one thing that Safari Club International probably doesn't get enough credit for.
Yeah, and that's a great point on the protection part of it, is the fact that, you know, there's no doubt about it. Our passion, our love for hunting and all this, it's under attack. And there are some groups out there that, you know, they're pretty vocal, and there's a lot of incorrect information that they like to pass along. And it's so important that SCI is involved, not only politically, but also, you know, educating consumers and upcoming hunters on the truth about it and what good we do for all of these species all throughout the 50 states and even through all these other countries. So it's an important piece of the pie for sure.
Dean Capuano, Swarovski Optics. You can